I've just had a complete disaster. I've just done an absolutely wonderful interview with the man who organised this event this evening in Clonmel, with Pat Whelan. He gave me a wonderful interview, full of energy and passion, and I've screwed up. Something went wrong in the translation process, and I lost it. So Pat, I've lost it. I'm going to interview you again.
Thank you very much.
Will you please tell me, how did you pull this event together?
I suppose, you know, if you're trying to pull something like this together, you've got to surround yourself with people who share the vision and who are ready for a long road. And I've done that. And, you know, all you can do is set the tone and try and lead people with you and bring people with you. And that I have achieved, hopefully, here this evening.
Now, we're talking about the Tipperary Food Producers Network. Tell us the story of how it came into existence.
The Tipperary Food Producers Network is in its fourth year. And I suppose I had great support from the Enterprise Board here in Tipperary. And Mairead English-Marr and the Enterprise Board shared the vision I had to bring together a collaboration of businesses to showcase local food. Each of these products on their own is outstanding, but when you view them as part of a collection, as we've seen here this evening, the result is magnificent. And it is sustainable for a consumer to decide, I'm only going to buy local. And, you know, it's amazing the amount of products that are available locally. Together under one brand, it shows a collection, not just individual random items here, there and everywhere else.
Now, I can tell you, before I came or I got in contact about this, I had actually no clear concept of Tipperary food. So this event in itself has really ratcheted up the ante and put Tipperary food right on my horizon.
That was the purpose of this evening. We're very, very lucky here in Tipperary to have a very vibrant food landscape. What we've got to do now is communicate it to the wider world what it is. What we do have here in Tipperary is a place name that's instantly recognisable worldwide. From a World War I song, it's A Long Way to Tipperary, which is about a pub in London. But nevertheless, no matter where you go in the world, people sing that ditty. It's our long-term aspiration to develop this county, to have a single food brand for export under that one instantly recognisable word, Tipperary.
And you're a butcher, right? You That's come correct. From a butcher's background, right?
Yes.
When did you get into this whole world of moving into helpful relationships with other business and building something up wider than your own business?
I suppose, you know, since I've been involved in business with my parents, as any member of a family business will empathise and understand, from the age of reason. From the time I could stand, I was either blocking a gap with cattle, feeding sheep or whatever at the agricultural level. At Christmas, I can remember labelling turkeys and wrapping hams. I can remember my mother sending product to England and putting the melted wax on the seal with the brown paper. I have all those memories. And as I went to school every day, I walked out through the shop. As I came for my lunch, I walked in through the shop. So I suppose I've been indoctrinated in the business, and I've been breathing, sleeping, eating that whole aroma of business all my life. I could see that artisan business in Ireland on its own was probably in the boom times losing its grip. I could see that on our own we were a single voice, and I could see the merit in collaborating and working with a group of people to develop something that was really meaningful to the consumer. The Tipperary Food Producers brand is something we're building. It has real values. One of the first exercises we did in developing it was set down the criteria for the brand. The consumer now recognises it's a brand of quality. It's something that's sustainable in the marketplace, and it's something we're very, very proud of.
And how do people join the Tipperary Food Producers Network?
The Tipperary Food Producers Network is accessible to everybody. You must meet the criteria we have set down. We work with you to develop the business to a stage that the criteria fits what our needs are, and it's a simple enough process to develop.
Yeah. And you're doing it in a real business-like way, it sounds to me. I mean, is there a real business intelligence behind this process?
I suppose I've applied the same business intelligence that I did in developing my own business to developing this group of businesses. Now, what's going on here has gone on for centuries in Ireland, and, you know, Mary Robinson, or I think it was Mary Robinson, spoke about the Mehel approach in Ireland, where farmers left their field and into the neighbouring field to make sure the harvest was done. Well, we're doing something similar are here. We're stepping outside of our own businesses to help others. We're learning from others. We're sharing those learnings. We're sharing the ups and the downs. But we're working together as a community, collaboratively, to make life better for each other.
And on another angle, I happen to know that your meat from your family business can be actually bought on the internet. Is this true?
That's correct. In 2004, as an early adopter to the internet, I saw the potential to supply meat to end users all over the country. I suppose it spurred from a relationship I have developed with one of my customers over the years, and she was a great customer who moved to Galway. And we needed to find a solution to serve her because she couldn't find what she determined as the quality meat I was supplying her in Galway. So we devised a box that could keep the temperature. We had a conventional route for delivery through a courier, and the internet happened to come at the same time, so we had a mechanism for handling orders that didn't involve people. So we had a smart way of doing business that was low cost, and we could process the payments online, so we jumped at it. We used the Farmers Market Network to develop and to grow the brand and the awareness around what we were doing in Dublin. Bord Bia supported us in allowing us to showcase our products in the Farmlea market, at the time a very prestigious market in Dublin. And we have built and sustained relationships with people since 2004 and grown the business. And the database at this point in time is in excess of 5,000 on our database online. And we're growing that. So with the advent of Twitter and the new social media, we saw an opportunity to communicate our message in a very soft way to a wider audience. We embraced that, and once we understood it, we've actively pursued it. And today, a milestone in our Twitter career, we've passed the 1,000.